Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show. I'm Janice Malone here, your host. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for clicking and listening to us here on Film Festival Radio. Oh, man, it's been a long day, a very long week. We have just done so many interviews, so many cool chats, and we have two more to bring to you with this show. But before we get to our guest, I want to first remind you, if you're going out anywhere, put your mask on, please. It's not going to hurt you. It'll harm you more if you don't. It doesn't matter what's going on politically. Just please wear your mask because we want you to be safe. We want you to stay healthy for the sake of yourselves, I should say, and your loved ones as well. So do that for us. Do that for your family as well. Do that for your pets too. Yeah, we don't want anybody to be sick. Okay, so let's talk about this show, starting with our segment here. Well, you know, here on the show, we receive a lot of offers and products and different things that these companies want us to talk about and review and discuss here on the show. I mean, we're talking about items ranging from hair care products to things for the skin and posters and things for your yard, just all kinds of pets, yeah, pet items, all of that. So a big bulk of these requests are also technology-oriented items as well, which is what I'm about to discuss now. It brings me to this product. We are very excited about these headphones. We received a sample of these headphones from this company called Paw, P like paper, P-A-W-W, like a dog paw. Paw's Pure Sound Headphones. And again, because we are a podcast show, we really get a lot of requests from companies wanting us to try out their headgears and their headphones and such. And I'm so glad that we did take on this particular brand of Pure Sound headphones, again, from the Paw company, P-A-W-W. And while I'm telling you about them, you may want to go to their website and just to look at the various types of earphones and headphones that they have there. Well, just go look for yourself. The website is mypaw.com, mypaw.com. So let me tell you about the style of headphones that we have. We tested out here. It's called Pure Sound Headphones. That's the style. And they're very fashionable. They're fashion forward, rather aesthetic. And yet they have the state-of-the-art Bluetooth and acoustic technology that makes them very cool to look at, and they make them even more cool to listen to your favorite music or your favorite podcast or whatever it is that you enjoy listening to on your audio. They are fashionable, again, but yet state-of-the-art. One of the really cool things about it is that the Bluetooth feature, the Bluetooth is 4.2, and it enables you to have a 250% faster transmission of what you're hearing. So 2.5 times faster, really good transmission, and that allows you to have fewer errors when you're getting those connections, because sometimes, you know how Bluetooth is, sometimes if it's not a good connection, it can really louse up your groove on your music. Not with these. The 4.2 Bluetooth feature, again, allows the transmission of the audio to just zoom right in, just almost perfect quality there. These headphones also feature a built-in microphone, And as I said, they have advanced Bluetooth features. It keeps you connected to multiple devices, not just one, which allows you to have hands-free calling and whatever you need to do hands-free. So now you get a set of these Pause Pure Sound headphones. You can watch a movie on your tablet, and you can kind of multitask while you're listening to your favorite music or you're listening to your favorite and watching your favorite movie. Yeah, it allows you to do that. You can switch between watching TV and listening to your favorite tunes on your phone. Now, how about that for some multitasking? I mean, if you must multitask, at least let it be something you enjoy doing. And you know what? While we're all here on lockdown, we really do need to have as many of our favorite techie toys as possible. Now, another good thing about these headphones is they give you 20 hours of really quality sound quality, very reliable operation. And we need that when we're doing these types of shows and stuff. So I highly suggest that you get you a set of these Pause, PAWW, Pause Pure Sound headphones. They come in two colors. They come in pink and come in blue. We have the blue ones. Yeah, we have the blue ones. I can't hardly keep them in because everybody wants to borrow them, and I've already told them, go to mypaw.com and buy your own, okay? Oh, goodness. But anyway, again, 20 hours of really powerful quality audio sound just waiting for you. Again, they're available in pink and also in blue. And it comes with a micro USB charging cable to help keep your battery going. And there's also a 3.5 millimeter headphone cable to connect to your favorite Bluetooth device. And you should see the carrying case. It comes in a really nice carrying case. So you can keep your headphones, your cords, all of that protected just in case you're going to do any traveling. Well, maybe not anytime soon, but maybe you want to put them in a backpack while you can get on your bicycle or your little motor scooter if you got a scooter, or just walk. Maybe you've got skateboards, rollerblades, I should say, and you can have these nice pure sound headphones in your backpack, or just have the headphones on while you are walking. Yeah, you can do that while you're jogging. And yes, and the headphones have a nice soft cushion so that you can, while they're on your ears. And what I liked about them, because I was listening to them while I was working out, and it wasn't a lot of, where you can't maneuver. You're doing your exercise and you need everything lightweight. So they're light enough yet heavy enough to get the job done. And I wasn't sweating all inside my ears or anything. I do have some headphones where they're wireless and I've tried to exercise with them on, and they're just really hot. They're too bulky. These are not bulky. They're fashionable. They are functional, and they get the job done as far as technology is concerned. It's all there for you. So again, go to the website www.mypaw.com. Take a look around. Drive around the website. Give it a, like you're going to buy a car or something. But they have different styles. You may not like the style that I have. I like my style. I have, again, the Pure Sound style headphones, but they have several other styles that you might like more than this one, and then you might like this one. But anyway, go to their website, check it out. They're very affordable as far as price is concerned. I won't break the news on what they cost, but believe me, they're not busting your budget. So go to the website, check it out, place an order for a friend. We got friends left. Yeah, I know this quarantine has got a lot of people falling out with each other. You know something? This might be a way to be a nice gift to, if you've broken up with somebody, buy them a set of headphones to try to mend the fences and you two get back together. Okay, so we'll be back right after this and we'll bring you our first guest.
Film Festival Radio with Janice Malone will be right back after this.
Okay, we are back here on Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, and I am enjoying my pause headphones there, as I said earlier, and want you to do the same. So again, go to their website, see what you like, place an order, and then email us, info@filmfestivalradio.com, and let us know what you think about our suggestion for these headphones. Be looking for that email, okay? Now, let's get to our first guest here. Well, listen, for those of you who live in the New York City and surrounding areas, you are in for a treat. As we all know, we're all under the lockdown for our own good here. And that means, our entertainment and our leisure is quite limited. But the people at Rooftop Films have come to our rescue, especially if you live in the New York City and surrounding areas. How many of you grew up going to the drive-in movie theaters? Show of hands. Okay, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, yeah, I'm one of them too. I grew up watching and attending the drive-in movie theaters, and it was so much fun. So much fun. Well, Rooftop Films, in partnership with the Museum of the Moving Image, the New York Hall of Science, and the New York City Economic Development Corporation, they have recently announced the opening of two new drive-in festival locations in New York City, drive-in movie festivals, yeah, in the New York City area. And I just think that is such a cool idea. Okay, the Queens Drive-In will open early August in partnership with MoMI, Museum of Moving Images, and also with, in conjunction with the New York Hall of Science. And this will be done on the grounds of the New York Hall of Science in Flushing Meadows Corona Park. Also, the Brooklyn Drive-In opened up recently this past July 17th on the pier of the Brooklyn Army Terminal in partnership with also the New York City Economic Development Corporation. So all of these really informative and helpful organizations just all combine their resources and their talents along with the Rooftop Films to bring these events to you, the general public there in the New York City and surrounding areas. So wish that we had this all over the country, but hey, for now, we can take what we can get. Now, both of these venues will present films throughout the rest of the summer over into the fall season of this year. And this is the first time a drive-in movie film festival has collaborated with Rooftop Films. And this is their 24th season in New York City, by the way, the Rooftop Films. So all of the events open at 7:30 p.m. The doors open at 7:30 p.m. and the films start at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you'd like to get more information on ticket prices and the schedule of what films are going to be shown, go to rooftopfilms.com. And what we're going to do now is we're going to bring on Dan Newsall, who is the artistic director for Rooftop Films, and he's going to give us more information about New York City's first drive-in film festival. I just love it. Such a cool idea. So let's bring Dan on now to give us even more details about this new venture that's helping the people in New York City and you two people that live in New Jersey. I'm sure you can drive over as well and enjoy it as the New Yorkers are. So let's bring Dan on to get the rest of the story on this. Okay, it sounds like we are all set and ready to go. Well, first of all, good morning, Dan. Thank you for, in my case, it's a bit early, but in your case, it's kind of normal business day here. And so, now.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear all about this. Now, you are the artistic director for Rooftop Films, and understand that Rooftop Films is having New York City's first drive-in film festival. Well, that is unique, and it's about time that somebody came up with such a cool concept. So how is this all going to work?
It's certainly a little different from most of the other drive-ins, and also even different from Rooftop's normal operations. But So in a normal world, Rooftop Films has a series called the Rooftop Film Summer Series. Essentially, very similar to kind of like a summer-long outdoor film festival where we show outdoor movies all across New York City in different locations, often on rooftops, hence the name of our organization. So we do different screenings around the city normally, and a few months back we realized that the regular, even outdoor events, were going to be severely restricted, and so we officially started reaching out to partners in different potential venues that we've worked with previously to see how we might be able to modify our plans and do a lot of the same stuff that we do with some partners, but just in a drive-in form. So we've got a couple of different locations that we're opening up. One that's already opened up, the Brooklyn Drive-In, which is on the Brooklyn, the pier at Brooklyn Army Terminal in Sunset Park. And then another venue that we're going to be opening in Queens, which is called the Queens Drive-In. We're keeping it simple. That will be in Flushing Meadows Corona Park. And the screening series in Queens is in partnership with the Museum of the Moving Image and the New York Hall of Science. And it's on the grounds of the New York Hall of Science in Flushing Meadows Corona Park. So essentially, we're going to be doing something similar to what we normally do, which it will be screening New York premieres, sometimes even world premieres of new independent films that haven't yet opened in theaters or have not yet opened in streaming. And we'll also be doing additional programming beyond that. So Museum of the Moving Image is working with us on some repertory programming. We'll be doing some fun family events and some free screenings for local members of the community, aside from our independent film screening. But the core film festival part of the film festival-like experience of the Rooftop Film Summer Series will continue in drive-in form.
Well, I know the general public is just ecstatic that you guys are doing this, that they can get out of the house and still feel safe because, of course, they'll be in the safety of their cars. So what kind of emails and feedback are you guys getting so far from the public?
I mean, the reaction is really, really enthusiastic. I think, as you said, there really aren't many, there are no other opportunities besides drive-ins to really gather in any kind of large group, and all the movie theaters in New York are completely closed. I know in some places outside of New York they opened for a bit and are largely unfortunately closing back down. But in New York they never even opened even for a little bit. So people are really excited about it, and we haven't announced all of our programming or locked all our dates in yet. We're going to be rolling that out as we go throughout the summer. But people are joining our email list and following us on social media in large numbers and getting, we are sold out for the next couple of screenings in Brooklyn. And so people are definitely excited about everything that's going on. And I think within the independent film world, I think there's also, particular enthusiasm because independent film screenings have completely shut down. There hasn't been anything. Every festival was canceled pretty much, with a couple of rare exceptions around the world. So this is just an opportunity to actually gather together and celebrate some of these wonderful new films that wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to be celebrated.
Well, that's really good news to hear about, that you've already had some sellouts, already sold out. So can you just kind of give us maybe two or three film titles that will be shown upcoming?
Yeah, absolutely. So this evening we've got a screening, as we record this, we have a screening tonight of a really fantastic documentary called Bloody Nose, Empty Pockets.
What a title.
Directed by Bill and Turner Roth. And that's actually a movie that we gave a grant to a little while back to help them to finish up their sound, working with an organization called Red Hook Post. So we helped to get those guys over the finish line and get their film made. It premiered to rave reviews at Sundance in January. Unfortunately, that was pretty much the last film festival that happened in person in the U.S. But we'll be presenting the New York premiere tonight. It's a really fantastic documentary that stretches the bounds of fiction and nonfiction in some really interesting, entertaining, and beautiful ways. So it's one we're really excited about. We also have a screening next Saturday of a movie called The Outside Story. That's another film that we really love. It's directed by Kazimierz Nutkowski, and it stars Brian Tyree Henry as a man who is has spent a day locked outside of his house in Park Slope, Brooklyn. So it's a very local feature film. It's really fun and delightful and a great slice of Brooklyn life. So we'll be showing that at the Brooklyn Drive-In next Saturday, August 1st. And we're really excited about that one. It was a film that was, we've been excited about for a long time. It was set to premiere at Tribeca, but of course the screenings were canceled. So this will be its New York premiere and one that we're really excited to celebrate. And another screening that we have next Thursday, a film called She Dies Tomorrow. That's another Rootstock alumni, Amy Smith, who's done some really amazing work on her own feature films and short films, and has also directed many, many, and helped create some really incredible TV shows as well. Like, she helped to create The Girlfriend Experience with Steven Soderbergh, and she's directed a bunch of episodes of Atlanta and other really great TV shows. And this is her latest feature film. We've shown her previous film that we've shown a few years back, and this is her latest. It's a really fun, crazy, dark, comic, surreal movie about a group of people who are convinced that they are all going to die the next day. And it was we had seen it right before it was going to premiere at South by Southwest. South by Southwest was, of course, canceled, so I didn't get a chance to have that screening there. But we'll be presenting the screening next week, next Thursday, and are really excited to share with people. I think it's a movie that has an extra powerful, creepy resonance in this new dark universe that we all seem to live in right now.
Yeah.
But it comes at that darkness with a really, playful, darkly playful sort of point of view. So I'm excited to see how people react to it when they experience this very unique and unusual film.
Well, I was just looking at my notes here. Ticket prices start at $35 per car, and that's with four people. It's a lot. That's very budget friendly as compared to what you would pay for four people to go into a regular movie theater if you get popcorn and all of that. So I know customers are going to really appreciate that you guys are looking out for them and that.
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, times are tough these days for everyone, so we want to keep it affordable. And, people can bring up to four people in one car, but some people just start two people in a car. And so, two people in a car is basically pretty much the same as regular New York City movie ticket prices. So we wanted to keep it in that range. And it's always been Rooftop's mission to keep premises as accessible as possible. It's our goal to bring movies that we think are really fantastic new films that people might not otherwise hear about, but then otherwise get the opportunity to experience in a unique setting like this. And we want those events to be accessible to everyone. So that's always been part of our mission, and we'll even be adding some additional fruit screenings as we go during the summer. So people can look out for that as well.
Is there a possibility that this may be extended, if needed, over into the fall season or what?
Yeah, we'll be going through October. We'll be continuing screenings throughout the month of October. So we'll be going for a while. And then we'll keep looking at the options and the opportunities after that. I mean, I don't think any of us really have a firm idea of when movie theaters are going to be operating at full capacity again.
Sure.
So, we're keeping all things open and keeping our options on the table and seeing where it takes us.
And so finally, how can people get information on the schedules and the everything? What do they need to do?
So they can, all the information is available at rooftopfilms.com. So our Queens and our drive-in events can all be found there, or people can go to brooklyndrivein.com or queensdrivein.com. Probably easiest for now, rooftopfilms.com is a good way to find out about all the events as they're announced. And we've announced our next couple of weeks of screenings, and then we'll be rolling out additional our August programming in the next couple of weeks.
Great. I love your website. I just left there a few minutes ago. It's really creative, of course, because you guys are filmmakers. Why would it not be creative? But it's very well done. Again, it's rooftopfilmswithans.com. So I think you've just about given us all of the major skinny on what we need to know, and everybody just put plenty of gasoline in your car and just drive over and park, watch some fun movies and such. And Dan, thank you so much for sharing the details on this.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. We appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. And you guys have a great weekend and film festival.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, thank you so much, Dan, for that information about the Drive-In Film Festival that, again, in conjunction with Rooftop Films. Go to their website, again, rooftopfilms.com, to get all of the details on the schedule of films that are going to be shown throughout the rest of the summer over into the fall, and get ticket prices. Just get all the information that you need. And it's a great way to spend, nice, crisp fall day, night, I should say, in the New York City area. You know, you guys, your temperatures start cooling down a lot sooner than we have here in Vegas. So what a really nice way to spend a fall evening on the weekend, and at the drive-in movie theater. Yeah. Okay, so that brings us to our next guest. And for those of you who have Netflix, and there are millions of you who have Netflix, myself included, you probably are more than familiar with the hit series Ashley Garcia, which is one of Netflix's original series. And right now they're running part two is called Ashley Garcia, Genius in Love. And so it's streaming now. Everything is streaming, of course. And so it was released July 20th, not too long ago. And so we have as our guest the star, who is Paulina Chavez, and she stars as Ashley Garcia. She's from Texas, just like me, and she's extremely talented. She's a singer, she's a musician, and she's also, of course, a very talented actress. Even though she's only 18, oh my gosh, she is so busy. She just finished production earlier in July for an upcoming Lifetime holiday movie called Feliz Navidad, that will be shown, of course, during the Christmas season. And plus Ashley Garcia, the television series. Plus, if that's not enough, she is only 18, and she's working on her first new debut music project under the direction of award-winning singer-actor Giancarlo Canela. So television, film, music. My goodness, what else will Paulina get into? She has just got it all going on here, in spite of the COVID virus and all that, finding ways to still get the job done. So let's bring on Texas-born actress Miss Paulina Chavez to tell us more about her role as Ashley Garcia on the hit series of the same name, and also about her upcoming new album that she's working on and her upcoming Lifetime holiday movie, Feliz Navidad. So let's bring her on right now. I can't wait to chat with her. I love chatting with people who've got a lot going on. So let's bring her on right now. Hi, good afternoon, I should say. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am really good. So this interview is going to air on Saturday, and so we're on the radio, so we're going to just pretend like it's already Saturday when we get started.
Okay,
let me get my other, I'm double record. We're having to record at home because of the virus, you know how that goes. Okay, so here we are, finally talking to the star of Ashley Garcia, Miss Paulina Chavez. How are you today? How's everything going with you?
I'm doing great. Oh my goodness, I'm keeping busy. How are you doing?
I am good. You people, celebrities like you, are helping me just keep busy. And when you say keeping busy, oh my God, you are so busy. Let's start with part two of Ashley Garcia, Genius in Love, started earlier this week on Netflix, of course. And so have you been celebrating part two, the release of it to the whole world, or what's been going on with that?
Yes, we've been promoting it, and we had a social distancing watch party with some of my neighbors outside with a big, what's it called, monitor?
Yeah.
We did that. We're celebrating, and we're just putting it out there for people who haven't seen it yet, and just super excited. Hopefully, we get picked up for a second season, but we're thinking positive, so we are going to get picked up for a second season.
Oh, yeah. And we want to remind the listeners that the first season is currently streaming right now on, of course, Netflix. And so for those, like you said, for those who have not seen it, so tell everybody, who is cute little Ashley Garcia, your character, and what is she all about?
Yeah, Ashley Garcia is a 15-and-a-half-year-old Latina who is the youngest person ever to earn a PhD in both robotics and applied mathematics. She gets her dream job at JPL in California, where she's going to build robots for NASA, so she moves in with her Uncle Victor in Pasadena. But aside from her work, she wants to be a teenager, and she wants to experience life and have her first kiss and have a boyfriend, all that fun stuff. And part two that just came out, she's going to have romantic moments, and she's going to feel new emotions that she's never felt before, and she just learned a lot about life.
Well, I can only imagine the types of emails that you receive through your social media pages from fans. Such a good role model, especially for kids that are into or thinking about going into the STEM subject matter, studying STEM careers with Ashley. So, what are some of the types of emails that you're getting from your viewers?
Oh my goodness. Well, actually, we just released a little challenge out there about how Ashley Garcia has inspired you. And so what I want them to do is record a video explaining how she's inspired you and what problems they want to solve in the future, and basically the dream career. And then I want them to tag me and use the hashtag Be Your Own Kind of Genius. And from those submissions, we're going to pick three winners to get an autographed poster. So Ashley Garcia is a big inspiration to me personally, because I remember watching TV when I was younger and not seeing a lot of positive roles for Latinos. So having Ashley Garcia, it's a foot in the door. It's a stepping stone for the future. And I know it inspires so many young kids, because I've gotten so many good responses and positive comments, especially the San Antonio Heritage Foundation. The Hispanic Heritage Foundation from San Antonio reached out, and I remember he said that his daughter was just inspired by Ashley Garcia and how she knows she can do whatever she sets her mind to, which was just an awe moment for me, because I'm just so happy about that.
Oh, I know you must be. And I do also want to mention that you are a Texas young lady. I'm also from Texas. I'm from Houston.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So used to go to the Riverwalk and just have a lot of fun, Six Flags over Texas growing up. So, yeah.
Yes.
Know all about your wonderful city there.
Mm-hmm. And the food. Amazing.
And the margaritas, if I might say so.
Yes. I wouldn't know. I'm 18. But
yeah, well,
hopefully when I'm 21, I could try.
Don't
margarita.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to try when I turn 21.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take mom's advice and go sample one and see.
Apparently it's her favorite, like absolute favorite margarita.
Okay, I'm going to check it out and see. And, well, you know, you were a minute ago mentioned about role models. I understand that Eva Longoria has directed some of the Ashley Garcia episodes. So what is it like working with her?
Incredible. She is just a beam of light. She is such a big advocate for the Latino community. And I know she has her foundation, the Eva Longoria Foundation, which helps break the cycle of poverty and introduces young Latinas to STEM and helps them become entrepreneurs. And that really inspired me to really give back to the community. I've always given back to the community, but I wanted to really go above and beyond. And my mom and I created a scholarship for two high schools that I would have graduated from, Southwest High School and Legacy High School. It would have been my graduating year this year. So we did a scholarship because we know it's hard, so hard to get scholarships when you're middle class. I'm a middle class, so it's super hard. And so any way we can just help out and give them a great education, because education is super important to me because my mom is an educator. So I know it's so important. It's so important. I can't even stress that up enough. So any way we can help with paying for college, because college is it's not cheap. So
no, definitely not.
Help.
And so how can people get information about applying for your scholarship?
Of course. So we are going to hopefully open it up this next year to the city of San Antonio. And we don't have details yet, but we're probably going to do a Google Docs. And my mom's like writing something down. Our goal, our future goal, she's always here helping me out, but our future goal is to make it national.
Okay.
And we're going to have more about that. I'll post it on my social media. So if you follow me at Paulina S. Chavez on Instagram, you'll see more about that.
Right. Okay. So I know you already have hundreds of thousands of followers. I checked. So, so yes, that's something to really look forward to. Let me go back to get the information about Be Your Own Kind of that
genius.
Of genius. Genius. How can people get on board with that one?
So again, follow me on Instagram, and the full details are on one of my posts.
Okay.
And basically, I think it's just like three steps. One, think about how Ashley Garcia has inspired you. And then two, record yourself saying how Ashley has inspired you. My mom's like looking, because I have it memorized, but I want to get it exact. So step one is, how has Ashley Garcia inspired you?
Okay.
Step two, record a video telling us how you, like Ashley Garcia, are going to make the world a better place. What is your dream career? Post that video on Instagram, tag me, and use the hashtag Be Your Own Kind of Genius. It's very important. Okay. And we will announce the winners August 16th, and the submission deadline is Friday, August 5th.
Okay.
And I'm so excited to hear your aspirations, and make sure you tell your friends about it.
Absolutely. Oh, I know you're going to get flooded, which is a good thing. That is a really good thing. I love how you're just giving back, and just even though you're only 18, you already have that spirit of wanting to give back and help others. That's so kind and so big-hearted of you. It really is. It really is. Mom and Dad did a lot of great things right there.
They did.
Well, now, okay, we got a movie to talk about. We got music to talk about. So, okay, I understand that you have a holiday film coming up, Feliz Navidad, and that the handsome, the heartthrob, Mario Lopez, is starring as your dad. So what's that all about?
Oh, my goodness. So Feliz Navidad is about a dad who lost his wife a couple years back, and the holidays have always been hard for him. And his daughter, Noelle, is there to help him out and help him get back on his feet and start dating again. There's music involved. There's fun family oriented stuff.
Okay.
And a lot about the culture of being Latinos, which is pretty cool because I believe this is like the very first Christmas movie movie that involves any Latinos, so, or Latino families in general, that focus on that. So that's exciting. So yeah, I'm super excited for everyone to watch.
Okay, and that's going to be airing on Lifetime, obviously, during the holidays. And so you guys have already filmed it, obviously, again. And so we'll just hopefully, let's hope that the quarantine will be over by Christmas. Oh, please.
I know. Yeah. We shot the film during COVID. Mm-hmm. It was an interesting experience with the social distancing and wearing your masks 24/7, sanitizing every 30 minutes. It was insane, but... And we also had to take the COVID test every week, which was not fun personally, but we got through it, and thankfully everybody towards in the end tested negative, so that's good.
Oh, all of you guys are doing a lot of right things. Again, the whole cast and crew, that's good to hear. Very good to hear. Well, now, even though you are only 18, obviously, looking at your resume, you have done a lot. So you started acting at a very young age. How old were you when you really kind of realized this is what I want to do?
I was 7 years old, and I think I wandered into the cafeteria in my elementary school, and I saw my art teacher, Carl Dickerson, holding rehearsal for their yearly productions. And I mean, I knew then and there that I wanted to do something in the arts. And so I was in theater for 4 years, and then after that, I decided I wanted to do film acting, and thankfully my parents were super supportive. They would drive me to Dallas every weekend, which is a five-hour drive, and I would just get trained, and eventually I got signed with an agent, and 6 to 7 years of auditioning and submitting self-tapes and going to LA for callbacks and stuff like that, I finally landed Ashley Garcia.
Well, tell us about that you landed the role of a young Kim Kardashian in the TV series Scandal Made Me Famous. Oh, my goodness. What was that all about?
Oh, my goodness. Basically, that episode was about the O.J. Simpson case and about how Kim Kardashian saw how he got so much attention. And that's when she got the idea of Scandal Made Me Famous. And so I remember auditioning for that. I did not think I was going to get it because I don't even know. I honestly did not think I was going to get it because I am not as conscientious as Kim Kardashian is. So I really didn't think I was going to get it, but surprise, surprise, I did.
Well, very few people are as curvaceous as Miss Kim, but that's okay.
It is okay. Everybody is beautiful and everybody's different.
Oh, absolutely. And you certainly are yourself. So, yeah, that's very good to know that you're confident like that. I'm still learning, so.
I mean, I'm still learning. I am confident, but it takes so much time. Self-love is super important. And even I have my doubts sometimes. And I do self-hate sometimes, and I'm trying to learn from that.
So what have you been doing since the lockdown, the quarantine? What you been doing?
Ooh, sleeping a lot. But I've been getting busy with music, and I have this piano that I never really played, and so I decided to learn a couple songs in it, and I've been writing some songs, and of course I'm hoping to record a few now that I have some, and I'm hoping to get together either with Jim Carlos or with my mariachi teacher who loves to do that stuff, and so we're hoping to do that so that I can start releasing music because I really love it.
And just for maybe people who don't know this, you have some really serious musical roots here. I understand that you play violin for a mariachi group, is that right?
I do. So truth be told, the only reason I know the violin is because I really wanted to sing in a mariachi group. So I'm not the best violinist, but I can get by with the group behind me and with them, because I think if you put me on the spot with the violin, it wouldn't be that great. I'm still learning, and mariachi music is something that's been part of me since I was young, so I've always wanted to perform.
And so the EP that you're working on, how would you describe the style of music? Because you have so many, I see a lot of musical influences. So let's back up first and tell me, who are some of your musical influences that you enjoy listening to?
So many. I love Serena Quintanilla. She she's the number one, obviously. And I love Juan Gabriel, Luis Miguel, so many. Right now, oh my God, there's so many people that I love. I love Ash, Ash with an E. She is a fairly new artist, and she's coming out with a song on Wednesday, or she came out with a song on Wednesday, and oh my gosh, she's just so incredibly talented. And I love Camila Cabello. I love how she incorporated her Cuban roots to her music. Billie Eilish is really talented, but Selena Quintanilla is just amazing, and she has so many powerful messages, like the impossible is possible, which I 100%, 1,000% agree with her.
And so going back to first question, so your EP, can just tell us what kind of styles you're going to pull from, or just what is it going to be about?
We're still working on that. We're still working on the sound, but what I want is alternative meets rock, meets a little bit of pop, and mariachi.
Ah, now that's interesting. That's going to be a good combo. That's going to be really good. So are you going to do any dancing in the videos and all that, or what?
Of course. I love to dance. I used to take dance classes, but it's in my blood to dance, so I have to do it. I have to do it. But I remember Jen asked me to record a video for his new song, Water. And so my sister and I came up with choreography, and we danced to it. And also, there's going to be some dancing in the movie that he sent me to add.
Oh, that's going to be different for a Christmas movie. Yeah. It's going to be spice and pop and give it some pop there. Because, you know, I mean, we understand the tradition of Christmas holiday and all that. But sometimes, you know, you see the same thing over and over and over and over and over. And you just kind of want to see something different. And this movie sounds like it's going to be meaningful and fun. And now you're sharing with us, we're going to have some dancing. I can't wait to see this one on Lifetime.
To watch it myself.
I really can't. I cannot wait to see it. So as we wrap things up here, I was just kind of wondering, going back to Ashley Garcia, the show, when you first got the script and first heard about the show, what was it about Ashley Garcia that you said, oh, I can do this. I'm Ashley. What was it?
Oh my goodness, everything about it. I remember getting the script on a Wednesday night, and it was due on a Friday morning. So it was a quick turnaround time, but I remember reading the script and just being amazed with Ashley Garcia, because we have never seen a character like this. I think the only show at the time, or one of the few shows at the time, was Jane the Virgin, which I absolutely love that show.
Me too.
And now we have Diary of a Future President, which is amazing, and we're going to keep that ball rolling. And I remember submitting it and thinking, I have nothing to lose, because I had been auditioning for while, and I was like, they'll be stupid if they didn't cast me. But I don't know, it's like that, I have that confidence boost that I don't even know. I was like, if I don't get it, I'm okay with it. So I auditioned, and then a week later, I got a call from my manager saying they wanted me to go directly to testing. And so from there, they flew me out to LA, and I met Mario Lopez, which is amazing, incredible, and crazy. And then I think on our way back from LA, that's when I got the call that I booked it.
What was the very first time you met Eva Longoria? What was that like for you?
Oh my goodness, crazy, because I wasn't expecting her to be on set. We were shooting the very first episode, and I don't even know. She just came and surprised us with Mario, and I almost cried.
I don't blame you, yes, because obviously these are two powerful, powerhouse names in entertainment, and you probably grew up, like so many of us, watching them, and then here you are actually about to start working with them. What a dream come true for a teenager, especially. Oh, man. Yeah. Love how things are going for you there. Love it. Love it. So one more time, Paulina, before we sign off, tell everybody how to reach you on Instagram, and we'll do it.
Yeah, of course. Make sure to follow me on Instagram, Paulina F. Chavez, and make sure to watch Ashley Garcia, Genius in Love, now streaming on Netflix.
Streaming right now. I mean, it's like, what else are we doing? We're eating and we're watching TV, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I can't, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're busy. I mean, that all the things we just talked about.
I am still taking my naps and eating and watching TV as much as I can.
What are some of your favorite snacks to binge on?
Oh, my goodness. Hot Cheetos with lime and Valentina. I love elote with crushed hot Cheetos. Oh, my goodness. I love fruit. I really like fruit. I like grapes, frozen grapes.
Oh, yeah.
Piña, watermelon, all of that good stuff.
That's some good stuff. I am still trying to develop a taste for Flaming Hot Cheetos. I tried it, and it's just, I must have drank a gallon of water with the bag of Cheetos. So, I'm trying. I'm really trying. But when we hang up, I'm about to go get me a watermelon smoothie that I made for earlier today. So, yeah. I'm so with you on that. But anyway, Paulina, thank you so much for such a fun chat. You're such a delight to chat with, and it's no wonder your show is a hit. I know they're, yeah, Netflix is definitely going to order some more episodes, so we'll just stay tuned and binge watch and just continue to see what Ashley Garcia is going to do. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Janice, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, there, and we'll see you on Netflix.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. I told you, she is one busy 18-year-old young lady. Ooh, I'm just tired from listening to all what she's doing. But we hope to have Paulina back on once her new album is released and we can just talk music. And yeah, we can do that. Or maybe we'll just have her back when her Lifetime movie is about to premiere for Christmas season. So we can just bring her back twice about doing that. Okay, that's going to do it for this edition of Film Festival Radio Show for this edition here. Want to thank both of our guests, Paulina Chavez from Ashley Garcia, Genius in Love on Netflix. We also want to thank Dan Newsall, the artistic director of Rooftop Films, giving us all the details about their drive-in film festival that is going on as we speak and will be going on over into the fall season there in the New York City and surrounding areas. And we also want to thank the people at mypaw.com for providing us with a complimentary set of their really cool Pure Sound headphones. And again, you can go check them out at their website, mypaw.com. And of course, we want to thank you guys for listening as always. And we'll see you on the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show. We'll have some more guests and we'll have some more fun and we'll just get all up in their guests, our guests, just get in their business and just ask them a million questions like we always do. Hopefully, you'll have a great rest of the day or evening or whatever time of day you're listening. Okay? Take care, stay safe, wear those masks, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.